This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 19th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next item on the agenda, item 2, is Draft Advisory Opinion 2016-04, submitted by Grand Trunk Western Railroad Company and Illinois Central Railroad Company Political Action Committee. From what I understand, do we have Mr. Barron on the phone?
Good morning, you do.
Okay, good morning to you, Mr. Barron. Thank you for joining us. We have a presentation from the Office of General Counsel, Esther Jory and Nevin Stepanovic from the Office of General Counsel. Good morning to the both of you, and when you're ready, please proceed.
Thank you, Chairman Peterson. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you is Agenda Document 16-19-A, a draft advisory opinion in response to a request from Grand Trunk Western Railroad, Illinois Central Railroad PAC. The requester is a separate segregated fund of two subsidiary corporations of the parent Canadian National Railway Company. Canadian National Railway and its subsidiaries collectively operate under the brand CN. The requester asks whether it may use CN in its abbreviated name. The draft concludes that the requester may use CN in its abbreviated name because the brand name would provide the public with adequate notice as to the identity and sponsorship of the requester. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft. Thank you. I would be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you for that presentation, Ms. Jory. Do we have any questions for counsel or any discussion on the draft? Hearing none, do we have a motion? I'll just state my position. I think a pretty straightforward draft. I believe that the proposal that set forth by requester as to how they would like to name their PAC is perfectly consistent with past advisory opinions on naming, and I think they present us. I think it was necessary in order to reach the conclusions that are found in this draft, and I'll be happy to support it at the appropriate time. Commissioner Goodman?
Yeah, let me ask Ms. Jory. Was this requester in did we issue an advisory opinion to this requester in the last year or two?
Yes, we did.
What was the subject of that advisory opinion?
I can answer that question if anyone needs me to.
Sure. Why don't you...
It was a request that dealt with a situation where, under the rules, where you can go ahead and the corporate sponsor can make contributions to charities,
yes,
as a match for the solicitations, as a match for donations to the PAC. And the question was whether a Canadian charity could be the recipient of that charitable contribution.
Ms. Jory, do you remember, was that a 6-0? The commission issued an advisory opinion by a vote of 6-0?
It did issue an advisory opinion. I don't remember what the vote, I don't know what the vote was.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Oh. Mr. Noddy, were you? Oh, I saw you reaching for the microphone. I didn't know if you were going to supply us with some information.
I was pulling up the vote, sir. It was 6-0 in AO 2015-02.
Okay. Thank you. Any further discussion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not going to be able to support this request. I don't fault counsel for their analysis, which I think is consistent with earlier AOs that the Commission issued, but we haven't really looked at this situation post-Citizens United. The factual predicate of this is a little bit concerning to me. We have a subsidiary that is so thoroughly integrated with the foreign parent that, in fact, they want to name their U.S. PAC Canadian National PAC. I think this is an area that requires further policy consideration, and the whole question of foreign parents of U.S. subsidiaries is obviously one that I've been concerned about recently, so I'm not going to be able to support the draft today.
Okay. Commissioner Goodman.
Well, let me ask the Office of General Counsel, who may participate in this political action committee? Under current rules, of foreign corporations and domestic subsidiaries. What are the extant rules regarding who may participate financially by giving contributions to this PAC, and who can participate in making the decisions for this Political Action Committee?
I mean, currently the restricted class of the Political Action Committee separate segregated fund can make contributions to it. They have to be U.S. Citizens or green card holders. And there are several advisory opinions where the Commission has addressed SSFs that are connected. Their connected organization is a domestic subsidiary of a foreign parent, and those AOs have sort of given some limitations on who can participate in the decision making. We didn't fully flesh that out for this advisory opinion, so I can't give you all of the parameters that are set out in those advisory.
I just wanted to refresh my recollection that we do have a body of law regarding political action committees, which are associations of American citizens who participate in the political process, and their U.S. domestic subsidiary, their employer, a U.S. company that may be owned by a foreign company, can sponsor that political action committee. If I recall, using U.S. domestic revenues, and Americans have to make the decisions for the political action committee.
Yes.
And that's been the law for decades, right?
Yes, it's been a while. It is, as I said, in other AOs going back. I don't remember how far back, but yes.
Okay. So, at the end of the day, the association here is constituted of the PAC. The people who give money to it, who make decisions for it, are American citizens. So this is an association of American citizens, is it not?
Well, again, you know, there are regulations that limit who can give money to the SSF based on their citizenship. As far as who's making decisions for the PAC, I can't answer that because we didn't ask. In other advisory opinions where that's been an issue, they've asked more questions and, you know.
Assuming they comply with the law, the extant law, only American citizens can make decisions for this Political Action Committee. Am I right about that? That has been the law for decades, is that only American citizens can make the political decisions for the Political Action Committee?
Yes, it's generally the case, yeah.
Okay. So we're dealing with a Political Action Committee constituted of American citizens who want to participate in our democratic affairs. This Association of American Citizens obtained an advisory opinion from this commission by a vote of 6-0 about a year ago. So I would just ask Commissioner Weintraub, what circumstances have changed?
Commissioner Goodman, this issue was not at all our advisory opinion. We were just, and honestly, it wasn't part of the analysis. There was no back and forth on the foreign ownership. It was just a question about whether to give money to a foreign charity. So it just raised an entirely different question. If a foreign company hired a bunch of American citizens and they wanted to form a PAC as part of a foreign company, we would say no. That's pretty plain law also. So this question goes to the issue of how much control the foreign parent has over the domestic subsidiary, and this is an issue that I have raised before, that I am concerned about, the connection between foreign parents and U.S. subsidiaries and their participation in U.S. elections. Obviously, these American citizens are free to make any contributions they want in American elections. They are free to form a PAC if they want to, separate from their corporation. The only question is whether they can do this as part of a corporation that is wholly owned by a foreign parent and is so connected with that foreign parent that they feel that it would be more honest to actually put that in the name of the PAC, that it's a Canadian company. So, you know, I think this is a subject that requires more discussion at the Commission and more policy development. I understand you don't agree with me, but that's
yes,
not going to be able to support it.
But if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Goodman.
But what you're suggesting is a different treatment of these American citizens than the treatment given to all American employees of U.S. domestic subsidiaries over decades. So you're suggesting a change in the law here in the treatment of these American citizens who've come to us and requested. Now, if you need more information, perhaps, to give them an advisory opinion, perhaps the requester, we do this quite often where the Office of General Counsel takes questions back after colloquies here, and maybe they would supply you more information. But this political action committee has been in existence since probably the late 1970s, early 1980s. And there's never, under extant law, they've complied with extant law. There's never been a question. And fundamentally, when this political action committee is requesting guidance from this commission over how it conducts its political affairs, it is an association of American citizens who are participating under the umbrella of a political action committee that is sponsored by their employer. And what I hear you saying, at least this is how I interpret it, is I'm not going to give these American citizens, and this is an American political association, the advisory opinion that it is obligated, it is entitled to under law by this commission, because I have other concerns about foreign subsidiary, about foreign companies that isn't implicated in here, and just how they name their American association. And I drive by. I remember this issue came up 2 years ago in an advisory opinion requested by Yamaha USA, where Yamaha USA, the American subsidiary of a foreign corporation, wanted to know if it could include in its restricted class good red-blooded American citizens who run the Yamaha dealers around America. And ever since that, I drive by Jarman's Motorcycles in Charlottesville, Virginia, and they have a sign up, locally owned and operated since 1959 by good red-blooded American citizens. And they wanted to know if Billy Bob Yamaha could be selected as part of their restricted class. And so I don't want to discriminate against the good American citizens who work for this company and want to form a political action committee under the umbrella of their American company employer just because the company they work for happens to be owned by a foreign company. And so I think these American citizens are entitled to an advisory opinion on the merits of their request.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Well, Commissioner, you are determined to put this in the most contentious fashion possible. These good American red-blooded citizens, we can't discriminate against good red-blooded American citizens. It's the larger issue isn't implicated. You think the larger issue of whether domestic subsidiaries that are fully owned by foreign parents, you think that their participation in the American political system is not implicated by this request, and I disagree with you. And we can continue to go back and forth about that, but I'm going to continue to disagree with you. So, sorry, I think this issue raises a broader issue that requires more study here at the commission.
And Mr. Chairman, I'll close with,
Mr.
I believe that broader issue has been decided and has been settled through decades of advisory opinions on how we insulated the American political activity of these American employees from the activities of a foreign company that might own their American subsidiary. And if you want to propose changes to that law, which I understand you may want to do, then you should do that. You should propose changes to that law. But I wouldn't, in the meantime, deny these American citizens a right to an advisory opinion under existing law that they are entitled to.
Commissioner Weintraub.
And my only response to that is that I think that Citizens United changed the entire legal framework for how we look at corporations and their participation in the American political system, and caused me to reconsider a lot of what seemed okay 20 years ago may raise new issues today. And again, I understand you don't agree with that. You don't think those larger issues are implicated, but I do.
Well, Mr. Chairman, just one more. Just recently, you voted, along with five other commissioners, to punish an American candidate who owned a foreign corporation for using assets of that foreign corporation in connection with his campaign in America. Wholly owned company in another country, hasn't been made public yet, so I won't mention the name, but I believe probably the confidentiality doesn't apply anymore. And you didn't raise any of those issues there where you wanted to punish somebody, even though the foreign company was wholly owned by an American citizen. You have no qualms about what the law was in that case. All of a sudden, because there is a foreign owner of an American subsidiary, you think that the law has changed by Citizens United. Where was that argument when we voted to punish an American citizen who ran for Congress and used assets from a foreign company?
Commissioner Hunter, and then...
Did you want to...
Commissioner Weintraub.
No, I'm not going to debate the merits of a matter that hasn't been made public with you here at a public meeting.
Commissioner Hunter.
And I was just wondering, sort of along these same lines, what if you had said earlier in the discussion that the people who work for this company can contribute on their own? And then I think you said they can get together and form their own organization and contribute that way. Well, of course, they can do that, and I think I agree with my colleagues on this side of the table that they should also be able to, under clear precedential decisions here, to also contribute through their American-owned PAC and company. But what if one of these employees in the American subsidiary, you know, gets its paycheck directly from the Canadian company, even though the person is an American citizen, but his paycheck, let's just assume, I don't know if that's the facts here at all, but let's assume his paycheck comes from a Canadian company. He puts it in his bank account. Can he then write a contribution to Hillary Clinton? Under your new view of the law after Citizens United, I mean, it's Canadian money.
Commissioner Weintraub.
I'm not going to debate hypotheticals with you. My off-the-cuff reaction is that that's probably fine, but I, you know, would want to give it some more thought. But you said it's an American-owned company, and it's not an American-owned company. It's a foreign-owned company. That much we know.
It's a foreign parent, but they have a U.S. subsidiary. I mean,
yes, but it is owned by the foreign parent. That's what makes it the foreign parent.
Okay, so you really want to revisit the whole, you know, that's going to obviously, that new view of the law is going to impact many, many corporations in this country, and I don't think that that's warranted in any way by the Citizens United. And I'm trying to recall the New York Times op-ed that you wrote a few weeks ago now, I think it was.
End of March.
And it seemed like, my memory is fuzzy, but it seemed like my hypo was implicated by your piece, that if somebody's getting all of their money from a foreign source, then it could be problematic, is my recollection. And then also, if a group of people decided to form their own organization and contribute, you know, run an independent expenditure supporting Hillary Clinton, I wonder if that would be problematic. You know, it might be problematic if they're all rich white guys, but because you had said on one of your most recent speeches that the problem is that all the super PACs are run by white, I think you said white rich guys.
I'm pretty sure I did not say that the problem is that they are run by rich white guys.
What did you say?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you're referring to. You're taking some vague recollection of something that I supposedly said at some point. It is certainly true that the donor class is disproportionately white and male.
I'm not sure. There's some new reports out that call that hypothesis into question, or at least suggest that there's a lot more women and minorities participating.
There are more women participating, but I think it is still largely white men who make the donor.
I'm not sure how that is actually relevant to
well, you brought it up.
No,
you tell
but
me
no,
why
I brought I brought it up because you brought it up, and I don't know. The reason I brought it up is because the commissioner on this agency has been out there in the public using that as an issue. So I bring it up to ask you what your underlying reason for bringing it up is. I don't think the Constitution, you know, decides who has the right to speak based on, you know, whether what their ethnic background is or their racial background is or their bank account is, thankfully. So I'm just concerned because you suggest, first of all, this can't happen under this, under extant law, but then we're not sure if the individual who gets paid by a foreign corporation can actually contribute to Hillary Clinton. And if a group of people get together and form a super PAC and spend money independently, you know, that could be a problem, too, because some people want to overturn Citizens United. So if they organize as a corporation, I don't know, maybe they can't do that.
Corporations cannot make contributions to candidates.
No, I said run an independent expenditure.
Mr. Chairman, I'd ask Commissioner Weintraub, would you consider adding a sentence to this draft that reflects that, based on what Ms. Yorey says, that this company, that this advisory opinion assumes, that this company and these American citizens will comply, are in compliance with all other legal rules for the operation of American PACs sponsored by American subsidiaries of foreign corporations. In other words, we would put a sentence in that just assumes they're in compliance with the existing rules of law.
Commissioners, I understand you don't like the fact that I'm not going to vote yes, but you're not. You're just prolonging the argument here.
No, I was trying to address your concern. There is a body of law that has been developed over decades, and assuming that they are in compliance with all of those, can't we give these American citizens the advisory opinion that they're entitled to?
Well, you say they're entitled to it. You know, if I agreed with you that they were entitled to this advisory opinion, then I would vote for it.
I just want to be clear of my understanding of your position. You want to change the law. There is a body of existing law that regulates this U.S. domestic subsidiary and the American citizens who work for it. And I am assuming that these American citizens who are associating under the umbrella of this political action committee and have been for decades have been in compliance with those existing rules. And what I understand you saying is you will not grant them an advisory opinion here because effectively you want to change the existing rules. You want the commission to consider changing the existing rules. And that may be fair, by the way. That you may want to change the existing rules is a fair position for any commissioner here.
Thank you.
But these citizens are playing by the rules that have been in existence for decades. And so my position is these American citizens are entitled to an advisory opinion that they've requested unless and until the commission does change its rules. And so I just want to be clear about why you're voting no. Is it because you want to change the rules?
I believe that Citizens United caused a sea change in how we have to view corporate spending and corporate subsidies of political spending in this country. And it is long overdue. And I am not prepared today to just continue along the line of precedence that was adopted pre-Citizens United. And let me just say, you know, there was a lot of stuff said before that did not strike me as particularly relevant to this opinion, but I think if you once you earn your paycheck, it's your money. So I don't think we need to cause concern out there about American citizens who earn money and might have a foreign employer. Once you put the money in your own pocket, you've earned that money, it's yours.
Well,
Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you. I appreciate that clarification. Along those same lines, though, if somebody wants to give, same thing, their money that they earn maybe from a Canadian parent organization, it's their money that they're contributing to the PAC. It's the same thing.
But the question is it an American PAC? Is the American subsidiary, which is wholly owned by the foreign corporation. I mean, let's remember, we wouldn't let, if we didn't have a subsidiary in between, we wouldn't even be having this discussion. If Canadian National came in here and said, we want to set up a PAC from the parent corporation in the United States, we would say, well, of course you can't do that. You're a foreign corporation. Now, you feel comfortable that because they've set up a wholly owned domestic subsidiary, that that's enough of a separation to warrant allowing the participation. And remember, there is still a subsidy from the corporation through the PAC. And I think that we need to take a, you know, we've been ducking this question ever since Citizens United. And it's because the commission has ducked this question ever since Citizens United, I don't think that binds us to say, well, now we're just stuck with all of these old precedents that happened before Citizens United because nobody's been willing to reconsider them. We have to just keep adopting them over and over and over again.
Commissioner Hunter.
I just don't know that anybody who read Citizens United thinks that it affects at least this narrow issue of a PAC, you know, wanting to contribute to candidates through, you know, law that's been on the books for decades. And I don't think I need to point out to Mr. Barron that even I don't know if he's doesn't sound, I don't know if he's going to get four votes for this or not, but he's certainly not going to get six. You know, obviously he can. He can rely on previous opinions because there are a lot of old AOs on the books that haven't been overturned because, of course, you would need four votes to overturn those advisory opinions. So he would be well within his rights to rely on those old and good advisory opinions.
Are there any further comments?
I've got a comment.
Yes, Mr. Barron.
Steve Walther.
Oh, Steve. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Can you hear me all right?
Over the phone line was indistinguishable.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I'm going to join Commissioner Weintraub on this. A couple of reasons. One, I think when Citizens United came down, I felt that there was a rather strong policy shift in campaign finance. And it doesn't mean that everything that existed before is policy. I should necessarily just automatically stay the same. I don't think that's the case, because things aren't the same. And when you see the flow of money coming in from corporations now for independent expenditures, there's a lot of reasons why we ought to look at the policies involved, and I think most people agree with that. We've tried to do that a number of times, and there was a proposal, you know, the New Disclosure Act in Congress. It had a majority vote, but not enough to make it law. And we have a proposal that was made back in January 20th of 2011. We have a conference coming up, I guess, next month or two on these new issues. So I think, for me, I do think the opinion that was provided by the Office of General Counsel was well-written. It did track old law, but I don't consider it necessarily the same, and I would say that I took the position of taking a look at my because of Citizens United in another AO. And in this case, I think I want to take another look at it myself. I'm concerned about, the seepage of money coming through for new forms of entities and parents of entities and subsidiaries and affiliates of entities without taking another good look at what the law should be. So we have this conference coming up. We have the old draft will be part of the conference. There's been a lot of new thinking since the United came down. I think we're going to take a look at what we come up with and see how it goes.
Any further comments or discussion? Mr. Barron, are there any comments that you would like to make with respect to the discussion that's heretofore taken place?
Well, I'm just coming back to my letter of February 22nd. I just want to reemphasize that the requesters here are the Zilmer Center Railroad Company Political Action Committee, Grand Trunk Western Railroad Company, Zilmer Center Railroad Company Political Action Committee, or GTW-ICPEC. And that's how it's currently registered. It has been, as noted, a long time separate segregated fund. resolution indicates is the Grand Trunk Western Railroad Company and Illinois Central Railroad Company. Again, two wholly owned, but, you know, U.S. subsidiaries of the Canadian National Railway Company. Both Grand Trunk and Illinois Central have their own separate corporate existence, their own employees. They own their own locomotives, rolling stock, and property, and submit all legal and regulatory filings in their own corporate name. So, you know, that this advisory opinion is really meant to encourage, you know, that what we're seeking is really meant to encourage transparency so that people know just who we really are. And as I said, CN is a brand name, and yes, it applies both to the Canadian parent, but also equally it applies to the U.S. subsidiaries as well. And, you know, our business cards, our locomotives all say CN on it. The corporate headquarters in Homewood, Illinois, south of Chicago, says CN on it. And so we really were simply trying to operate within an existing parameter of precedent. And you know, as far as I can tell, even with Citizens United, nothing changed with regard to the regulatory scheme with regard to corporations and political contributions. Those laws that we've relied on and that this letter is based on and remain in effect for a number of decades. So we're hoping that the commission looks favorably on our letter, but obviously we have to go ahead and defer to what the commission says.
Commissioner Goodman.
Mr. Baron, Lee Goodman, can you just affirm for the commission that this political action committee has been in existence for decades?
It was originally formed in 1977. I want to say at some point in the early 2000s, an additional sponsor came on, but the original political action committee, I mean, it goes back before my time as an attorney, but I want to say it was started in the late 70s. And it was originally named, I want to say, the Grand Trunk Western Railroad Company PAC. And so it's that the name Grand Trunk has always been in the name of the PAC. And I said, at some point, there was an added affiliated sponsor. That was Illinois Central Railroad Company, and I can't recall when that was added. But the PAC, I want to say, goes back to the 70s.
And do American citizens make decisions for this?
Yes, they do.
Committee? And do and are only American citizens allowed to contribute to this political action committee?
That is absolutely correct. As American citizens, and also, I mean, that's governed by law. It's got to be American citizens, and to the extent they're a green card holding resident of the United States as well.
Thank you.
Any further comments? Commissioner Hunter.
I'm just wondering, as a practical matter, if one of the suggestions that Mr. Barron has on page 2 of his request, number 3, is considering one of the acronyms abbreviation, GTW-ICPAC, comma, a PAC for CN entities. I wonder if the PAC kept their regular, the same name that they already have, which is GTW-ICPAC, and then just tacked on the APAC for CN entities as their own kind of explanation. It seems to me that doesn't change the official name of their PAC. They're just adding a little bit of an explanation to it, and that sort of thing I wouldn't think would be relevant and the kind of thing that you would need to ask the commission. I don't know if RAD or OGC or anybody would have a thought on that.
Mr. Brennan will correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think they're actually asking about changing the official name of the PAC. It's just the name that they're going to operate under.
That is correct. There's no request to change the official name of the PAC.
Okay.
It's just, one of the, you know, we're looking at an advisory opinion on the potential 3 acronyms or abbreviations.
Do we have anything further? Do we have a motion? Commissioner Hunter?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve agenda document number 16-9-A, which is draft A, and the one that was made public a week or two ago.
Excuse me, I'm showing it's 1619A. Or is it 169A? I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Yeah, 16-19-A.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's perhaps what the Commissioner Hunter said. I just didn't hear it that way.
Okay. So we have a motion on the table. Is there any discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
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 Madam Secretary, that motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioners Goodman, Hunter, and myself in favor, and Commissioners Ravel, Weintraub, and the Vice Chairman opposed. Mr. Barron, thank you for being part of this discussion. Sorry that we couldn't reach an agreement on it, but thank you for answering the questions and participating in this discussion.
Very good. I will go ahead and, if no further matters, I will go ahead and drop the line then.
Okay. Thank you.